The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Super spiritual, supernatural, but still super duds. Uh-oh, what's that all about? Plus, we examine three do's and eight don'ts. There will be a Holy Spirit interruption. I'll tell you about that in a sec. And the one way that we could never go wrong.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And some of you need to survive. Some of you need to do a little bit of living. And some of you need to walk a bit more in prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Yeah, not that much. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, you can count on that, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. I know they're 10 numbers, I know they're tough, but you can do it. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before I get into the spiritual, let's do some acknowledgement for Mr. Restore and for Clint.
Here I come to save the day.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, on the sea or on the land, gets the situation well in hand.
I love it. Excellent job, Wonder Julie. Let me give you just a hand clap right here in the studio. Excellent job. Very, very good. Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services. He is there to... That's a good, here I come to save the day. So good. Mr. Restore. M-R Restore. Mer. Restore.com, 877-631-7576. Just keep in mind they work with all insurance companies, family owned and operated. They get back to you within 60 minutes. Great people. Clint's a strong believer. Love it in the Lord. Excellent, excellent job by Wonder Julie. You should be like more of a producer than just like engineer. They should give you a better title. You want a better title? It's not going to come with more pay, though.
No, you can pretty much call me what you want. I'll still be here.
All right, just checking. A couple things to say. I'm going to share with you something the Lord shared with me about a half hour ago. You're like going, what? See, for people that are Christians, and you've been a Christian for, let's say, more than, I don't know, 40 minutes, there are times in your life where the Lord, you know, kind of, you know, zeroes in and has something to share with you. For those that are like, are you trying to tell me the Lord speaks? If he didn't speak, you wouldn't be saved. Just helping you out. Revelation lists seven churches, and all the seven churches, it says this is what the Holy Spirit says, S-Y-A-S. S-Y-A-S is in the Greek, it's the perfect present tense principle, so it's actively going. So the Holy Spirit, of course, is still speaking to the church. That's why the church goes through different phases and different elements. Haven't you ever heard even those expressions? The Word of God speaks fresh to each generation because it's living. Well, the Holy Spirit's not like some dead, crusty electricity thing. Come on. You know better than that. We'll talk about that in a second. Before we get there, I do want to give acknowledgement again to Wonder Julie, a little bit to myself, more to her because she's done this much more than me. But do you know what today is? You have to know what today is. You are required.
National Radio Day.
That is correct. National Radio Day. That's the one thing you got to know. This has a real big list of all the different things that were required for radio. Here's what you and I really need to remember. Back in the day, there was a button that you turned on. Actually, back in the day, you just plugged it in. And then back in the day, there was on and off after that. And then little round circles to get you to wherever you were trying to going. And then the digital. And now you just speak to it. It's like, we are the laziest people. It's bad enough that we watch in television, people would complain because they had to get up and turn the channel. Then they got the remote going. Once the remote's going, they're like, oh, this is so difficult. Now you just have to say, change to channel. You know, next they're going to take a wire, stick it in your head, and you're just going to blink.
Now you just have to say, Alexa, turn on the David Spoon Experience.
I'm telling you. Yeah, that's all you guys got to do. That would be a good thing. So at 1:42 this afternoon, Texas time. So I don't have the Lord. I'm not one of those guys that has the Lord speak where it's like, you know, I wake up and he speaks to me every day through all these different things. I don't have the dog get up in the middle of the night like our dog got his teeth done, right? Oh, so sad. He was falling over because of the drugs, you know, because of the anesthesia. It's sad. Anyway, when the dog gets up at 2 in the morning for me to let him out because he's starting to come back to normal, the Lord's not speaking to me. Just tell you that's me getting up at 2 in the morning letting the dog out because my wife convinced me that equal par with a new phone was a dog. I lost that bet. That new phone long ago, 9 years later, still have the dog. So the idea is to understand that if the Lord speaks to me and I'm sharing it with you, something happened. It's not bizarro. There's a couple people. It's amazing. There's a couple of people in Christianity, it's like, oh, the Lord doesn't speak. I mean, that could be the dumbest thing ever since the Bible is called the Word of God. I mean, it's just like, so really? He never talks to you through his Word? Wow. That's kind of sad. So anyway, I was in worship and getting ready for the show, and I'm going to talk and teach, I think, what is one of the better teachings. And it was as though the Lord just like, here, I want to tell you something that's going to really affect the way you think. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And I could really tell that the presence of the Lord was in the room greater than normal. And you think, well, how do you know that? Well, it's just like in church when you have those moments where you know the Lord is comforting you during worship or when you're worshiping a song or when the pastor's teaching and says something and your spirit quickens or comes alive. All of those moments, that's all the Holy Spirit working in you, testifying to what the Word of God is already declaring. Well, here is something that the Lord has had to share with me because I'm deaf, because I'm not smart. And it was just simply this. I am with you more than you are with me. And you think, well, that seems so silly. I am with you more than you are with me. Of course that's true. Yes, but what you don't know is my prayer and my petition time with the Lord has been all about, come on, Lord, I'm with you. I've given up this for you. I'm trying to do this in your kingdom. I'm looking to be like this. I'm not going down this road. I'm trying to go down this better road. I'm trying to do these things better. I'm on your side. It doesn't matter what happens. I'm for the kingdom. I'll never stop believing because that's me telling God what my resume is in Christianity. But the irony behind that is that the Lord's faithfulness far exceeds anything in our resume. And he's with us more than we're with him. He's with us so much that at the birth of Jesus Christ, a name given to Jesus Christ was Emmanuel, which is God with us. That's how much he's with us. That one of the names given to Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. And so if the Lord reiterates to me, I'm with you more than you are with me, that's not supernatural, super bizarre. That's called being a Christian and having God communicate to you. I'm amazed I was able to hear anything as loud as it is in my head. Are you kidding? But here's something that I think we can all take comfort for. I can verify with, I think, about 30, maybe 35 scriptures. That God is more faithful to us than we are to him. That God is more with us than we are with him. That he's more for us than we are for him. When's the last time you resisted against sin to the point of blood? Whoops. Everybody step back now. That'll tell you everything. Although in his case, he shed blood for us. Oh. Okay, I'll just be quiet. So when the Lord has a communication like that, and then there was something that I've been praying about, you know, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, I do the radio, and I love the radio. I love sharing and teaching. But, you know, we don't make enough. I mean, we're going in debt big time just trying to be able to share with you guys. I mean, I think that's all right. I don't mind going in debt. You know, I believe the Lord will reward and help us through that. But simultaneously, I'm feeling this pull where the Lord wants me to teach more and minister more to people. I'm going to make sure I'm present for that if the Lord wants to make changes in my life. Not that I want him to stop doing the radio. Don't get the wrong idea. What I'm trying to say is that if the Lord wants to add in so that I'm doing more in ministry, I'm for it. Why? Well, because, dude, in 30 or 40 years, you probably won't be alive, but you're going to have to deal with eternity. Now, you're either going to lay up treasures for heaven or you're not. It's either real or it ain't. This Christian thing is either a real thing or it's not a real thing. If it's a real thing and it's about laying up treasures for heaven, and you really have this desire to spend eternity with God, then everything God wants of us and from us, we need to at least desire to do. If we're not fulfilling it, and I suspect none of us are, we need to at least have a desire or a passion to please him. Even if we don't have the fulfillment part, we need to have the heart. And if your heart's hard because you've been through a lot and you know what the word bitterness is, not just because you went to a Pesach dinner in a Jewish home like I did and had to eat bitter herbs. If you really understand what bitterness is, you need to come before the Lord and say, my heart is hard. Please soften my heart. Wasn't that prayer that David made? Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Wait, you think he wasn't well seasoned in the Lord when he said that? He wrote that in a psalm. That's how well seasoned in the Lord he was. But he's like, oh, I need help. Create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit. All of that to say this. This better be real for you. Better not be a game. I know you listen to this station and a lot of people watch news and do this and do this. The news is not the kingdom of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The impact of a message that's changed the planet. Jesus is still king. And we need to make sure that we are in allegiance to our king, right? I know you know that's right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to send us an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, our website, davidspoonmedia.com. If you do like the radio show and you do want to help us continue, there's a donation button on there. I can't apologize for that anymore because I can only go so far in debt before the credit people go, "You're out of credit." And you know what they do? They don't say it that way. You know how they start off the conversation? They go, "You loser." Then they go, "You're out of credit." That's always fun. I enjoy that. We're going to do our reads a little different. So, Wonder Julie never knows what's going on here because that makes the show semi-interesting for her because she has to push buttons. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to do two of them combined. Okay, get ready. You ready? Got your finger ready on this? All right, here we go. First thing we're going to do is we're going to mention Pamela Melchiono.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Melchiono. It's very simple. If you've got a real estate anything, get in touch with her. Now watch this URL, because we're going to go right from one cool URL to another. The Blessed Realty Company. The Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, Realty, R-E-A-L-T-Y, company.com. So if you have anything going on in real estate universe... at all. Any questions, anything you want to get in touch with Pamela, the Blessed Realty Company, who is closely connected to our good friend John.
Big John. Big John.
And he's the president of the Blessed Roofing Company. And you can reach him at theblessedroofingcompany.com. Now, look at this difference. The Blessed Roofing Company, for any needs you got going on for repair or replacement, boom. His number, by the way, pretty cool. 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED. And connected to him is Pamela Melchione with the Blessed Realty Company.com. And yes, they're getting married. Get it? Okay. I know you like that. That's cool stuff. Back to the teaching, because I do have some teaching that I want to do. And back to those who are sitting there thinking, wait, that was very kind of almost prophetically in the very beginning. Let me explain something to you, something the Lord showed me today that people are going to absolutely – I'm going to get – I'll probably get 30 emails on this. none of them will really be positive. Did you know that in Luke chapter 11, verse 1, in the Greek and in every translation, it said, after Jesus had finished praying, his disciples came up and said, teach us to pray. Did you know that Jesus finished his prayer time? I mean, his communion with the Father was unique, but did you know he had designated prayer time? And then when he was done, his disciples would come up and talk to him. There is a designated time for things. I know people think that Jesus just had one continual prayer. It never stopped. It never ceased. It always went on. But that's not what Scripture teaches. He was an example to us, and he made sure he spent quality time with the Father. And you know what he did when he was done? He was finished at that point with that. In other words, Jesus finished praying, and then the disciples came up and said, teach us to pray. First, it's a good thing they didn't interfere with him while he was praying. I have people interfere in my life when I'm doing my devotions. I'm not the nicest person when that happens because I'm trying to separate my time with God. Second, Jesus was done. And there's a time where you – not everything is perpetual 24/7 in your life, not even eating, except for breathing. Breathing is perpetual. So you do your prayer time, you're done. Next thing. Maybe the next thing is teaching. Maybe the next thing is serving. Maybe the next thing is working. Maybe you ought to say you want fries with that. Maybe you ought to give somebody flowers. I don't know. But there are things that you do and you move on. And here we're going to do that very thing. I want to talk to you about something really important about super spiritual people. Have you ever seen super spiritual people? Me either. Anyway, so super spiritual people, that was a joke. So super spiritual people, they have either have big ministries, and a lot of them have some very good ministries, by the way. But here's the thing. You can be super spiritual, you can be into the supernatural, and you can still be a super dud. How's that possible? 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of men or in angels, or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. What? Here's the deal. Agape love is this. A selfless, this is right off the bat. A selfless concern for the welfare of others, not qualified by a person's lovability, but motivated by a desire to honor God. Ah, you're getting into real application, real biblical agape. A selfless concern for the welfare of others, not qualified. Well, I'll love this person if they deserve it. Okay. Agape love is a not qualified. What's an example of agape love? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And if you've never heard that before, you need to just simply pray, I receive, accept God's testimony regarding the love he has for me, and the sacrifice made by Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ to redeem and prove all things true that he spoke. And if you believe and declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Boom. Okay? Don't have to make it more complex than it is. And by the way, to accept the Lord, that's only 30 times in Scripture. I've done some real Greek study. To accept, receive, acknowledge. Take it in because God is offering it as a gift. Here's the bottom line. Agape love, a selfless concern for the welfare of others, not qualified by a person's lovability. Well, that's good because if I was basing my Christian walk based on my lovability, only my dog would like me. And that's because he doesn't know everything that I'm doing. Okay? Right now, I don't think he's that thrilled with me, but that's besides the point. See, you can be super spiritual, but if you don't have love, you're a super dud. And don't tell me, well, I'm going to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Great. You don't have love? You're terrible. I have the gift of prophecy. Fantastic. You don't have love? You're out the door. I can fathom all the mysteries. I get all of it. I can explain it all. That's just super duper. That's super duper fantastic, underdog. That and cheese, and you can have a cheese sandwich. But the bottom line is if you don't have love, it doesn't matter. And then here's this one. This is the one I love. If I have faith that can move mountains, oh, that's some powerful faith, isn't it? You don't have love, that's a useless faith, isn't it? But Dave, I understand because all those people on the other side of the political spectrum, boy, are you off. Far off as can be. You think that's going to be the basis? It's a non-qualifying love, not I love all the people that agree with me. Jesus even rebuked that. Even the pagans do that, Jesus said. Even the tax collectors do that. He was trying to give an insult to a certain class of society. People think, well, Jesus didn't insult people. He did all the time. In fact, one of the rulers in Luke 11 said, when you say that, you insult us too, because he'd already insulted a whole group of people. Here's why. Because it's about that realness. It's not about the religiosity of anything. It's about beating your chest and looking down and saying, help me. It's about having a heart of compassion and having that mercy expressed to other people and knowing that you have that compassion because God has compassion on you and you become a conduit of that compassion. If you give everything you possess, if you gave up everything, if you were the rich young ruler and gave it all up but you didn't have love, wouldn't help. You gotta have this selfless concern for others doing well. You might not think that somebody should do a thing a certain way. I'm not trying to talk about that. I'm just talking about just actually caring. Okay? And then what happens is you get into political – this happens, right? Wonder Julie, you tell me wrong. But you get into political fights, and then you can't see compassionately. You have to see based on your lines drawn on left and right sides. It's like, oh, my goodness gracious. You're going to tell me that's gospel? That's a shame. I just don't see Jesus coming in going, okay, this whole side's right. This whole side's wrong. I think Jesus going, kingdom of God, kingdom of God, kingdom of God, kingdom of God, just like he was preaching. All right. It's a lot to digest. This is a tough show here for some people, and I'm talking about love. Isn't that amazing? I'm talking about love. It's hard to talk about because it's hard to deal with some of this. When we come back, we're going to talk about do's and don'ts. And if you don't think you like me now, you're going to like me a lot less about 5 minutes. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Maybe false, but it feels the same. So I punish
myself. I go down to the jail of my soul. Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED. Because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered, because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do need to give a shout out to Stella. Stella is grandchild number 4. It's her 1 year and her 1 year birthday today. She's 1 year old today. I got her a gift. I mean, wife and I are going to give it to her after, like, at 6:30, and she'll never remember. She'll never know. She's one, for crying out loud. She's not going to remember. People are like, here's a $100 gift. Why? This will gain 0 points in anybody's eyes but my son's, who will be thinking, if I return that and then just give her, like, a piece of tinfoil. Well, I didn't raise an idiot. I mean, I'm just saying. So anyway, I got her. We got her something cute. I think it's cute, not too expensive. You know how I picked it out? I got. I just. Do you? When you buy gifts, do you take a long time to buy a gift? Like, do you think about it?
It depends on who I'm buying it for and what it's for.
Is it usually, like, can you always find it in one store, or do you have to go multiple stores? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it an Amazon-y kind of thing?
I shop online.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I bought this gift at a store. It did take me, absolutely took me 3 seconds. It's like that, right? Age, colorful, price range. Bingo!
There you go.
That's how I bought my car, by the way. I said, I went in and the guy goes, what kind of car do you want? I want that one, that color, with this, this, and this. I said, get me that, and that's the one I'll buy. That's how I do it. I don't like shopping. My wife, she likes shopping, and this is how you know she likes shopping. Because she doesn't say shopping. She goes, get ready, you know this one. She goes, shopping. I go, shopping. That's the difference, just so you can know. This segment brought to you by Dr. Brandon Brown, director of the Specific Chiropractic Center. My wife was there today. Chiro extraordinaire, Dr. B. I like this about our meeting together is his website is drbrandonbrown.com, but it's just DR. So he just he liked to go drbrandonbrown.com. I like that. DrBrandonBrown.com, 972-454-9362, if you don't want to be snap, crackle, and popping. Right? That's our commercial, snap, crackle, pop. Most of you don't even know who voiced that.
Who voiced that? Who might that be? Could it be Wonder Jubilee? I don't know.
All right, here's your trivia question. Which of the 12 tribes did not receive land in the Promised Land? Now, they got some townships, but they didn't actually get land. Which tribe? Might be a follow-up kind of question while I'm talking to you. Don't freak out. I haven't embarrassed anybody yet that I know of, except myself. 972-445-0770. How many people are aware that when you go to a wedding, there's one thing that's guaranteed? Somebody's reading 1 Corinthians 13. When we get back from the caller, okay, when we get back from the caller, we're going to talk about what that should sound like at a wedding, not what it does sound like at a wedding. Look at that. We got like four calls. This is David. Who am I talking about? Who am I talking to? What am I talking about? And why am I here? Who am I talking to?
This is Dr. Rick Bradley. We're full-time missionaries in the Ukraine.
Oh, man. Good for you, man. Is this the first time you've been listening to the show?
No, I've been listening to you for a little while.
Okay. All right. That's nice of you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready for the question? Now, you ought to know this one. Because if you're doing missionary work, you ought to get this more than just about anybody else I can think of. Which of the 12 tribes did not receive land in the Promised Land?
The tribe of Levi.
That is correct, sir. Okay, so here's a follow-up, because I know you're on it. So we'll work it together if you don't get there. But that's okay. What were the Levites supposed to live off of?
Well, they're supposed to live off of the tithes.
That's correct again. You got it. Yeah. Good job. You're just doing an excellent job. All right. They did have a little land. I kind of gave it away a little bit. Do you remember how many towns that Joshua gave them? That they got dispersed cities. No big chunks of land, but dispersed cities. Do you remember how many they got in the New Promised Land?
I'm having trouble hearing you, I guess my phone's not working so well.
Okay, that's all right. They were given 48 towns for them to utilize in the Promised Land, but they just didn't get any big chunks. Excellent job, my friend. I really appreciate you calling in and giving people the right answer. You got it on the target. Can people be praying for you and your ministry? You want to just share how they can get in touch with you?
Well, they can get in touch with me through... We have a website. It's charitymissions.org.
Charitymissions.org?
Yeah. Oh. And, my website is down right now. I shouldn't have told you that. It's ricky@charitymissions.org. That's my email. But
all right.
I'll be praying for my wife. She's not feeling too good right now. We have my wife's Ukrainian, and we have 6 children, and I've been working in the Ukraine since 1993, since it fell apart, and God had mercy on me in my middle age and gave me a Ukrainian wife, so I do collude with the Ukrainians, not the Russians. As a missionary. Well, she's half Belarusian, so I guess I collude with the Russians, too.
You guys need prayer.
Anyway, we have 6 children where they're all, God had mercy on my kids and gave them my wife's musical talents. I don't know what they got from me, but.
They got must have a sense of humor, because you got a good sense of humor, so I appreciate that. Hey, can I pray with you real fast?
Pardon?
Yeah, can I pray with you? Let me pray with you, Griffin.
Pray.
All right, let me pray. Father, we just come before you right now. We ask blessings upon this man and his family, his wife, his children, his ministry, that you would just give him strength, encouragement, blessing, and give them the opportunity, the substance, and the financial wherewithal to do the ministry that they've been called to do and to do it to your glory and to your honor, spreading the great fragrance of Jesus Christ wherever they go. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
You got it, man. God bless you. Keep going, brother.
Okay.
All right. Great job. That's a fun call. All right, let's go back. Great call. Great, and he had the good answers. So Leah, they got 48 towns that they got to kind of utilize, but they didn't get any big chunks of land. So three do's, eight don'ts. What am I talking about? When you go to a wedding, they read 1 Corinthians 13. They always do this, and the guy or the gal gets up there, and they read, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. And by the time you're done, you're like going, okay. But let's do that with a little bit more emphasis. Love is patient. Patient with what? With people's faults. Uh-oh. What? Wait, why did you add that? Love is kind. What is that? That means doing good. That means don't take your neighbor's hose. Okay? Does not envy. What does that mean? That means that you want other people to have the best. You don't want to be the Joneses. You want the people next to you to be the blessed Joneses. Get it? Does not boast. Humility. This is the one I feel that the Lord always looks at me like, you. you. This is your problem. Is not proud. Now, the difference between the does not boast, is not proud, is proud is looking down on others. That's different. Looking down on others. Is not rude. How many people out there drive a car? Okay, listen. Love is not rude. That means it's courteous. That means you don't have to get that extra foot and a half behind that car in order not to let that person cut in who's trying to get over on the lane. Don't you realize that God watches every time you do that? Every time? Come on. Is not self-seeking. That means unselfish. We have this really funny selfish spirit that goes on for a lot of people. We're supposed to have a selflessness. Well, I bet you can't say that three times in Yiddish fast. Selflessness. Okay, didn't work. How much time do I got? 2 minutes? 3 minutes, which is really two because I have to exit on the one. But that's fine. Is not easily angered, which means not easily irritated, which means not touchy. Like somebody pushes your button, bing, keeps no record of wrongs, not hanging on to past Burns. Oh, and we're not talking about Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons. We're talking about Burns, people that burned you, not hanging on to that. Not hanging on and thinking, why did God let that happen? Which is just an expression of bitterness. Does not delight in evil. Is not happy about evil things or other people sinning. You're not happy about that. That's what real love, biblical love, is not happy about that. But real biblical love rejoices in the truth. Happy about the right things. Very sincere. Very real. Not fake. Those are three do's and eight don'ts that you hear at a wedding that you probably never hear that way. But that's the way we need to think of it. Right? I'm not done because when we come back, verse 7 has that one that's, oh my goodness, that I am so bad at that I need prayer for. All right, don't go anywhere. Hang out. We're going to do our stuff and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll be right back.
Just my freedom at the cost of his soul.
Attention, real estate people of Earth. You have an out-of-this-world opportunity to talk with a real estate professional who can give you insight and advice on real estate strategies. The real estate market is changing, and to miss this opportunity is to leave income and equity on the table. Don't do that. Don't miss out on the latest real estate run. Don't miss it again. Contact Pamela Melchiono. That's Pamela Melchiono. Go to theblessedrealtycompany.com, fill out the form, and schedule a free consultation with Pamela. Not only will you be glad you did, but you'll be sad if you don't. Real estate opportunities don't exist forever. Take advantage while you have the chance. Take advantage while you still can. Contact Pamela. Her service and spirit are excellent. Your results will be excellent. You will say, excellent. Call Pamela at 817-817-817. 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. Or go to our website and schedule a meeting, theblessedrealtycompany.com. You'll be glad you did. You'll be sad if you don't. That is all.
Is the David Spoon experience?
Do you think it's been organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, you know, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip, And in fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David, alone, I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone, the question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's, and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. There's nothing fancy on there, but we've been attacked like 10 times. So sometimes when you go to davidspoonmedia.com, it'll say can't connect, and you just hit reload. Some people like me, some people don't. Story of my life right there. That's kind of how that goes. Let's see. This segment brought to you by Jamie Blumenthal. Jamie's going to be in the studio tomorrow. I can't even talk. Nancy and Jamie, the owners of Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287-1667. Now, that's not hard to remember. 800, okay, everybody knows the 800 number. 287-1667. 1667. The cool way, if you want to do this on the internet, retiretherightway.com. They're all about doing noble plans for noble purposes. Plan right, retire the right way. No cost to meet with them, sit down, kind of go over your stuff, get a kind of a financial checkup at no cost, make sure everything's okay. And you get a book. And you might get some coffee. I don't know if you get coffee, but you get a book and you get to talk to him. And he's got a great guy to talk to, and kind of, he knows his stuff well, which is kind of important when you're talking about people's finances. Keep in mind that Jamie and Nancy, retiretherightway.com, and all of our sponsors, you can get to all of our sponsors, and I do use the word all, through our sponsorship link on the website. You can get to all of them. They all have a picture, and then you click on either that or the text link, and it takes you to enables you to get to them. All right, let's see. I've done that. Keep in mind, we need prayer. We constantly need prayer. We have spiritual warfare, just like everybody else. Sometimes that warfare, I'm gonna talk about this, I think, next week, is something that it's so intense, and sometimes it's you barely notice it. We're going through kind of the in between right now. All right, so we're talking about love, 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 love. In fact, my brother wrote a really cool song about love. He's got quite a library. So if you ever look up Billy Spoon, you'll find Billy Spoon. Then there's all these, I think it's Reverb Nation, and all these different places where you can access them. But the bottom line is we understand that the Christian is called to walk in love. It's not a complex, deep, it's a very deep, deep philosophical. Okay, here's the summation of the commandments. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbors. You love yourself. Heart has to do with your emotions, your feeling. Soul is your innermost being. Some people identify that as a personality. Strength is your physical strength. Mind are all your mind is all your thoughts. It's all the different aspects of your life. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbors. You love yourself. Pretty much anything that you would want coming to you, that's what you should be giving out. Okay? It's not, again, not complex. Pretty straightforward. Verse 7, though, is often a challenge to me in 1 Corinthians 7 or 1 Corinthians 13 because verse 7 requires me to do something I'm bad at. Verse 7 says, love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Verse 8 begins by saying love never fails. The best way to walk as a Christian is in agape love, a selfless concern for the welfare of others, not qualified by a person's lovability, but motivated by a sincere desire to honor God. Okay. But this verse 7 thing, let me say this real quickly. Ouch. Love always protects. The Greek word is stego. You think, why? Why would you get that Greek word? Because it means to cover over and defend. So the image that you might get is somebody who's weaker and then they need protection. That would be your typical picture that people would get, but that's not necessarily what the word is conveying. In this case, stego means covering over a mistake and still defending. So if you have family, you know without a doubt that you have covered for family's mistakes and you still defend them because it's your family. We used to have a saying. I think every family has this saying. You know, I don't think highly of let's say, my brother or my sister, but if you talk about them, I'll punch your lights out because it's my brother or my sister. You see what I'm saying? It's like that kind of mindset. I'm not saying it that literally. So the idea is to cover and defend, and that's what we're supposed to do with one another. Wow. I don't do that at all. I'm really bad at that. And then it says that not only that, but then it says, so it not only protects, it trusts. And trust, it's, if you've ever been, notice that Jesus never said, if somebody offends you. He never said that. Did you know that? Jesus never said, if somebody offends you. Jesus said, when somebody offends you, not if. There's no question on whether it's taking place or not. It's just a matter of when it's taking place or not, right? And so if you're a person that's been hurt in the past, and many of us are, I'd say the great or a vast majority of Christians still in broken, coming from broken homes, within a broken home, in a broken home, whatever the case may be, all right? All the way down the line, a lot of people can find a lot of danger because if you take it all the way back to Adam and Eve, you came from a broken home because they were sinners. Yet Scripture commands us to always trust, love genuinely always trust. And when you trust, get this is it. You trust for the best or you believe in others. This is my weakest area right there. It's the weakest area I have. See, the next one says always hopes, looks for a future and looks to the future and sees good. I can do that. I got that. I got hope in spades. I'm like, I got it. I'm there. I got the ace of spades right here. Hope. Yeah. Always perseveres. Not always, but a lot. I don't like giving up. I'm not a giver upper. I don't like quitting. And let me just say this because I know Jamie's going to come on and people say this all the time. And just so you can know, I wrote part of my master's thesis on this. Insanity is not doing the same thing over and over again and thinking you're going to get different results. That's not insanity. That's not the definition of insanity. It's not the professional definition of insanity. Professional definition of insanity is doing bad things. It actually comes from Narcan. Doing bad things, 1983 to be exact, and then expecting there to be good results. Like, that's insanity. Oh. Because if you don't do the same thing over and over and over again, and you try to lose weight, and you do one diet and you fail, you'll never do another diet. Or if you try to quit smoking and you're a smoker, you'll never try and quit again. Because that would just be insane. You see, that doesn't work. It's doing something bad and thinking something good is going to come of that and continually doing that bad behavior. Okay, got that. Never quit, never give up, got that. Looks to the future, sees good, got that. Covers, defends, got that. Trust for the best. This is the one that I'm weak in. Believes in others. It's trusting the Jesus that's in other people who are Christians. And sometimes that's hard. Especially if you've been burned or hurt. It's very difficult. I think to really fulfill 1 Corinthians 13, I could be wrong, but I think you really need a superb relationship with the Lord. You need infusions from the Holy Spirit. You need a mindset that puts you there. Because just believing the best about people is a difficult task by itself, especially the way that people can be presented or present themselves. But that's what we're called to do. We're not called to think about it. We're called to do it and do it in the Lord. And that's how it needs to go. Verse 8, love never fails. Where there's prophecies, they'll cease. There's tongues, they'll be stilled. Where there's knowledge, it will pass away. But love never fails. You can't go wrong in the kingdom of God walking in agape love. Can't go wrong. Can't do it wrong, can't go wrong, can't be – that's the way to do it. Does everything always work out perfect? No. But that doesn't change our responsibilities. Well, sometimes it doesn't seem fair. Hey, life's not fair. Get over it, okay? You weren't born the exact same weight as the person right next to you. It's not fair. Get over it. It's like that's your answer. God chose you. That's better than fair. Good enough. All right? Love is the best way. A selfless concern for the welfare of others, not qualified by a person's lovability, but motivated by a desire to honor God. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.